It's episode 476 of the Locked On Texas Rangers podcast. The World Series is today. I'm breaking it down. The Braves, the Astros, what do you need to know? Atlanta versus Houston. All kinds of good stuff coming up on this episode of Locked On Rangers. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On the Texas Rangers. I'm your host, Bryce Paddock, here today to talk about all things the World Series. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need at Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com. Tell them Locked On sent you. Now, here we are. It's World Series time. There's only, at most, seven games left in the baseball season, which, you know, is really sad. There's a lot of other sports going on right now. This is, like, the greatest time for sports. I'm a little bit more partial to, like, I don't know, a week ago, right at the very start of the NBA season, just, like, as much sports as possible. There's ALCS, NLCS action. Now there's just one series, and so we get, at most, one baseball game every night, at the least. Four more baseball games, at the most, seven more baseball games. And the Houston Astros are going to be a part of all of them, which is just a huge bummer. You know, I didn't pick Houston to get out of the first round, a little bit out of pettiness, but I also thought that Chicago had a really good shot to run the table. I know a lot of them didn't have too much postseason experience. I mean, they played in one series last year. Actually, they played in two series. I still don't know what the plural of series is. Maybe one day I will figure that out, but probably not soon. But they didn't have much postseason experience. I mean, Lance Lynn had a lot of postseason experience, but he was still very young when he was getting most of that postseason experience, and he wasn't quite the true, you know, fully actualized version of himself. Also, the Astros were a horrible matchup for him. They hit fastballs really stinking well, and he throws about 95% fastball, so that wasn't going to go well for him anyway. But a lot of the other guys didn't have much postseason experience. Really great, talented team, but also not a challenging division. So I probably shouldn't have been that surprised. I probably shouldn't have picked them to go all the way to the World Series. But, you know, my dad's from the southern part of Chicago. So, you know, that is his baseball team. So that was more of an emotional pick than a logical one. But also, logically, this is a Texas Rangers podcast. I am a fan of the Texas Rangers, and I will never pick the Houston Astros to win anything, not even a game of Parcheesi. Do I know what Parcheesi is? No, but I hope they lose every single game they play because I hate the city of Houston and I hate the Astros. That's just how it is. Being straight up, very honest, don't care for them at all. Also, you know, the whole cheating scandal thing. We don't have to go into that right now because we are talking about what happened to get both these teams to the World Series and break that down. Then we have some picks from our insiders, our very brilliant insiders, who have some very well thought out picks, information, and all kinds of stuff. I'm just going to react to that live and then let you know my thoughts, my picks at the end of this. Spoiler alert, I'm probably not going to pick the Houston Astros. If I'm not going to pick them to win a game of Parcheesi, I'm probably not picking them to win the World Series. But anyway, let's get into what happened in the final game of the NLCS. The Braves beat the Dodgers 4-2. This was not the best game for Walker Buehler. They actually used their starters like starters. Both these teams did, but they only let them go four innings. It's just kind of wild to me that I know Walker Buehler didn't have a great game. He allowed four runs. All four of those were earned. Walked three, allowed seven hits and a home run in four innings of work, but he also struck out six. So like the strikeout stuff was there. And I know that they have a very, very deep and nasty, nasty bullpen in Los Angeles, but like Walker Buehler is a Cy Young candidate. He might even win the Cy Young in the NL. He had a great season, and letting him go only 77 pitches, even if he did give up all those runs, like it still feels a bit much. And three of those runs came off of Eddie Rosario home run. Eddie Rosario, the NLCS MVP, absolutely well-deserved, a guy who just could not stop hitting. Puerto Rican legend, good on him. Fantastic game for him. Also, pretty wild that Freddie Freeman had a four-walk game. I feel like that never, ever happens, especially in a decisive game of an NLCS. But starting pitching didn't go too well for Atlanta either. Ian Anderson went only four innings, but he only allowed one run. Again, not throwing a whole lot of pitches. He threw 66 pitches, but only 39 of those were strikes. So, but he only walked one. He wasn't staying in the strike zone that much, getting into a lot of hitters counts, which isn't great for him. But he only allowed four base runners in four innings and struck out four. Again, don't really see why he only pitched so few innings. But AJ Minter comes in, strikes out four in two perfect innings of work. Luke Jackson does not have a great game again. Allows two hits, one run, one walk, and does not retire a single batter. But Matzek comes in and does absolute work, who I believe, let me double check this, I believe Matzek is an Aggie, if my memory is serving correctly. Let's see, high school, Mission Viejo. I am not seeing where he went to college, but yeah, anyway, from Mission Viejo, California. Maybe the Aggie thing is just me pulling that out of my butt somewhere else. But he worked two perfect innings, was able to get Luke Jackson out of the pickle that he worked himself into. Will Smith comes in, strikes out two in a perfect inning. I'm not sure if he struck out Will Smith to end it, but that would have been really poetic. not great hitting with runners in scoring position for any of these teams. The Braves were 2-for-8. One of those was a three-run home run, which will definitely help you out. The Dodgers were 2-for-10. Just kind of not quite the same level of lineup. Justin Turner was out for this game. They also were missing Max Muncy for basically the entire playoffs, which he was their best hitter this season. No shade to Mookie Betts or Corey Seager, but Max Muncy was having a great season. He was out, but, you know, injuries happen. Ronald Acuna Jr. was out for basically the whole season. Not just the playoffs, but basically the whole season. The Braves still come back and win their division. I know the division wasn't nearly as hard. Probably, no, I'm going to say it. The worst division in baseball this year. I don't think it was particularly close. The AL East was quite terrible this year. But the Braves went for it. They went all out. And, you know, it paid off. They're in the World Series now. It's the first time they've been since, I believe, 1999. It's been a hot minute since then. The Astros have been to... This will be their third World Series in the last, 5 years? 4 years? I don't know how that works. 2017, 2019, and 2021. Maybe, like, they're the exact opposite of the Giants. They're odd-year BS. Maybe it's even-year BS for the Giants, odd-year BS for the Astros. But they only won one of those World Series, so I guess you have to win multiple. And they could do it this year. They have a really good team. But they're also missing some key players, and it could really, really hurt them. But I'm going to take a quick break, hear this word from our sponsors, and then we're going to get into our picks from our experts, see what they think is going to happen in this series, and then I'm going to make my picks of what I think is going to happen in this 2021 World Series, the final games of the baseball season. But first, this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why would you endure all these questions and wait while the person behind the counter orders parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You know, your phone, it also works as a computer because it's got the internet, all that good stuff. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why would you spend up to 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Yeah, that's a long time. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. And they have everything you need from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. So go explore their easy website today. Find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Now, let's see what our experts have to say, what they think is going to happen in this 2021 World Series. Will the Astros win? Will Atlanta win? Who knows? But let's hear what they have to say.
I'm Kanani Stevens with another Locked On MLB Insider Report, joined here by Gordon Beckham, our MLB Insider. The World Series stage is set. It's going to be Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves, obviously some of the two hottest teams, they've made it to this point to make it to the World Series. But the Astros seem like they're here quite often. I think what we mentioned, their third appearance in 5 years in the World Series. So are you surprised that they made it back to this point, Gordon?
No, I think they're a really good team. I mean, they're super talented. Obviously, they have kind of a checkered past with everything that's gone on over the last 5 years. But the fact that they're back there this year just shows how good they are, right? I mean, they're easily the best offensive team I think I saw most of the year. I mean, like, they were just really, really good. I actually called the White Sox-Houston games in the middle of the season when the White Sox were a pretty good team and Houston just buried them. So their offense is really, really good, and their bullpen's been great. I mean, they've been relying on that because their starters have been have kind of struggled in a lot of ways. So they're a hot team. Both teams are hot right now. I think that when you get to the World Series, you don't really have somebody that sneaks by. I mean, Atlanta had to play Milwaukee and then the Dodgers, and I mean, the Dodgers were playing really well. They beat the best team in the regular season, the Giants, and then got to the Braves. And I think they kind of ran out of gas. But the Braves look good. They're trending in the right direction. This is going to be a great, you know, a great World Series. I think it's anybody's game. It just a matter, you know, just the small things are really going to add up and matter in the series, as they always do when it's on the line.
We can't take much away from Atlanta. Obviously, they're in the playoffs almost every year, it feels like, as well. Obviously, to make the World Series, that's a big jump for them. But is this going to be something where experience plays a big role for the Astros because they've been here so much? Or is this something where, you know, the Braves are really hot and to have gotten to this point, they might continue rolling that way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do think that there might be some World Series jitters by the Braves, but I think at the end of the day, they're finding a way to get big hits and big situations, and I think that's going to continue. They just finished their series against the Dodgers, you know, and they're a little bit they're coming off the field a little bit later than the Astros did, and so the Astros had this kind of layoff. Sometimes I don't think this will happen, but you can get away from the game and you just kind of lose a little bit of the feel when you have days off. So it might take them a minute or two to get going, and I think that for the Braves to really take this series, I think they're going to need to jump out to a hot start, get going early against this starting staff for the Astros, which is, you know, banged up and struggled a little bit. So the Braves have everything in their favor that if they can come out and their bats can do the talking, because their pitching staff is really, really good, and they're lined up. They have Charlie Morton going in game one. So the Braves have got a great chance to do this. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see if the layoff for the Astros gets them off to a little bit of a rusty start. And if the Braves can take advantage of that, if that does happen, they'll be in a driver's seat going back to Atlanta in game 3, 4, and 5.
I think with those layoffs and for longer for some teams than others, you know, it's a lot going to come down to management style. When you look at this, Dusty Baker, obviously he's been around forever and a day with a newer team this time around. But how do you kind of see these two managers dealing with their teams facing off against each other?
Well, it's always fluid. I mean, you just have to basically manage the way your team's playing. And obviously they can't play, you know, I mean, the Dusty Baker has no really say on how they start out, but he's got to be able to adjust for if the offense is there, if the starting pitching is going a little bit deeper, maybe than they did in the ALCS, maybe they stick with them a little bit longer. But it's just a game of feel, right? I mean, it doesn't always have to be A plus B equals C. I mean, there's just different ways to get there. I think Dusty Baker's been doing it a long time. I know he wants this World Series, but Brian Snicker with Atlanta has been around just as long as Dusty. I mean, not as long as a head coach. I mean, excuse me, head coach, manager. But at the end of the day, like, he has been tried and true. And an interesting thing, too, is Brian Snicker's son is the assistant hitting coach for the Astros. So it's going to be kind of a nice little father-son, you know, matchup in the World Series. But both these managers really have the respect of their players, and both are, you know, really highly regarded. So they don't seem to make a lot of mistakes when it comes to X's and O's of the game. I mean, they generally bring in the right people at the right time, and it's just on them to go with their gut. And both of these managers do. I mean, I'm sure they look at the analytics, but a lot of what they do is based on their gut instinct, and it's proven to be pretty good so far.
I think those are all valid points. Of course, you know, you really have to go with it, especially in the postseason when anything can happen. So let's play a little game. For Houston, if they're going to win this series, what do you feel that they really need to focus on?
Well, I think that starting pitching is huge, and their bats. I mean, obviously this, you know, there's only so many things you can pick from, but their starting pitching has struggled, and their bullpen has been super taxed. So even though they've had 3 days off, those innings add up. I mean, these are the last two guys standing, Braves and Astros. And when you've had bullpens that are being used like a lot over the first two series, that adds up, and sometimes those guys can't close that out. So for them to win, the starting pitching has to go deeper in the games, and then their offense has to continue doing what it's been doing most of the year.
Okay. Now on the reverse, what do you think Atlanta really needs to focus on for them to be successful and, you know, get through here with a championship?
It's starting pitching. It's starting pitching for me. If the Braves pitching staff shows up and are effective like they have been and keep numbers down on the other side, keep runs to a minimum, I think that the Braves are going to be tough to beat, because the bread and butter for the Astros is their offense. If they don't score runs, I mean, while their staff has done fine, they're starting pitching struggles, and then they have to give it to their bullpen that's already taxed. So I really think the key to the Braves is starting pitching, their starting staff. If they can go deep into games, give their bullpen a chance, because some of those guys in the bullpen for the Braves have been lights out. I mean, Tyler Matzek has had one of the most amazing postseasons you can find for a reliever. And Will Smith, to close it out, has been very good as well. So if they can pitch, if they can get deeper into games, I think that they're going to get enough hits to win this series.
I have to agree with you. I think if these are close one-run games, you got to go with the Braves on that front. Do you have an official prediction for us? Who do you think is going to win?
I haven't even thought about it, so this is coming out of left field exactly in my brain, which is generally out to left field. But I would say – I'm going to say the Braves in six. I mean, I think that they're trending in the right way. I think that they're doing a lot of things right. There's something special about this team. I've been able to watch them a little bit more than the Astros this year, but ever since the All-Star break, when they got Eddie Rosario and they got Soler and they got Peterson, I mean, their lineup just changed, and their pitching staff continued to do the same thing that they were doing, which is being solid, and they've even gotten better. So I just think they're trending in the right direction. I think that the fact that there's question marks on Houston's starting staff and also, you know, in the bullpen being taxed, I think that this series lines up really well for the Braves if they can get out to a hot start.
Well, there you have it. I think I would maybe go with Houston just because of veteran experience, but obviously you're the professional. So if people are betting, please go with Gordon's opinion. Mine is.
Please don't. I always lose. So go with guys.
All right, maybe flip a coin, guys. We really don't know what's going on here. That's our Locked On Insider Report for the preview of the World Series. Of course, if you guys need any more information, check out Locked On Astros or Locked On Braves for more details on your teams.
Well, that was not exactly what I expected him to pick. I expected the Astros to be the pick, but I stand by it. I stand by it 100%. I think it's a great pick. But I'm going to take a quick break and come back and look a little bit more at what the Braves have been doing in this postseason and what has made them so successful. But first, this word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, part of the reason that I admire the Braves so much and what they're able to do is that they were very aggressive at the deadline. They were very aggressive in going and getting guys like Jorge Soler, who has done very well for the last couple of years in Kansas City, hitting a bunch of home runs that didn't really mean anything because his team wasn't doing anything, but still meant something because it meant that he was a very good baseball player. And, you know, it worked out. I mean, not as much Jorge Soler, but getting Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, Those are two guys who have a lot of postseason experience, a lot of veteran experience. I mean, Jock Peterson has 180 career playoff at-bats, has 12 career playoff home runs, an 862 career OPS. This year, he's got 3 home runs and 29 at-bats in the playoffs, a 909 OPS for the Atlanta Braves this year. Eddie Rosario has always really hit well. I mean, he's done really, really well this postseason. This is the longest he's gone because obviously he played for the Twins, and the Twins have a habit of not winning any postseason games since, I believe, the 1990s. It's been a hot minute. But anyway, he's hit well in basically every postseason series he's been in, except for 2020. He went 0-7 in 2 games in that postseason series. But in 2017, he only played in the wild card game, but he had a home run. A 2-run home run and a walk, went 1-for-3. In 3 games of 2019, he had 4 hits and 13 at-bats, a 303 or 308 average and on base, slugged .615, also hit a home run in that postseason as well. So a 923 OPS there, and a 13-13 OPS in this postseason, hitting .474, a 524 on base and slugging .789. He has been fantastic for them. Adam Duvall has been, you know, pretty solid for them as well, making some big plays in center field that I didn't think that he could make. I'm very surprised he's played so much center field. I mean, he's 33 years old. He's a guy who's been mostly a corner outfielder throughout his career, but has played pretty decent center field, including robbing a home run, also hitting a home run himself. Not as much an offensive threat as those other guys, at least hasn't been so far this season, with a .654 OPS in this postseason. But, you know, that's all right. That's all right. I mean, he's been with Atlanta since 2019. This is his third postseason series. And Dusty Baker is getting a chance for his second World Series. In case you forgot, Dusty Baker's been around a long time. He managed the Giants from 1993 all the way to 2002, when he lost in the World Series with peak Barry Bonds, which is kind of a hard thing to do, honestly. A little surprising that he lost peak Barry Bonds. I mean, that team had so many good players. Jeff Kent had a 7 WAR season for him. Russ Ortiz was pretty solid for him. Reggie Sanders, David Bell as well. But Barry Bonds had an 11.7 WAR season that year. Absolutely insane. That was a year he had, you know, just a measly 46 home runs, a batting average of .370, and on base of .582. I mean, I love looking at Barry Bonds' numbers. It's just, they're just absolutely preposterous. Preposterous, I tell you. Preposterous. But let's take a quick look at these rosters. Not a whole lot of surprises there. The main surprise is for Houston. Lance McCullers is going to be out for the World Series with an injury. That's going to be pretty tough on them. But let's take a look at some of these names. At pitcher, they've got Luis Garcia, Yimi Garcia, Ryan Presley, Brooks Raley, Ryan Stanek, Blake Taylor, Jose Urquidy, Framber Valdez, Phil Maton, Zach Greinke, of course, Kendall Graveman, Jake Odorizzi, Christian Javier. You know, it kind of seems tedious to read all these names, but in a World Series, like, every single player can make an impact. So catchers, they got Martin Maldonado, Jason Castro, the same ones they've always had. Offensively, they just list all their hitters, not just infielder, outfielder. But anyway, they got Jose Altuve, Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Michael Brantley, Chaz McCormick, Jose Siri, Kyle Tucker, Yuli Gurriel. Marwin Gonzalez has been added to the roster, obviously Carlos Correa and Aledmys Diaz. So Marwin Gonzalez is back with them. I somehow missed when that happened. Feels like he's been on 16 different teams since he left the Astros and has not done super well on any of them. I think he was also on Boston this year. I completely missed when he came back to Houston. But, you know, versatile player, makes sense. Pretty decent pickup. But anyway, here's the Braves World Series roster pitcher. They got Ian Anderson, Jesse Chavez, former Ranger great Max Fried, former Ranger great Luke Jackson, Dylan Lee, former Ranger great Chris Martin, Tyler Matzek, AJ Minter, Charlie Morton, Will Smith, Drew Smyly, and Kyle Wright. Infielders, they got Ahiri Adrianza, Ozzy Albies, Orlando Arcia, Freddie Freeman, Austin Riley, and Dansby Swanson. They also have in the outfield Terrence Gore, which is a little surprising that they are using one roster spot for basically a designated runner slash center fielder. But I guess if you're playing Adam Duvall in center field that often, it makes sense. They also have Guillermo Heredia, Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, and Jorge Soler. Jorge Soler has done well this season, but hasn't played too much in the postseason. Hasn't done super well for them since they traded for him, but is still a really good player. And if I remember correctly, he was on that 2016 Cubs team that won the World Series. He's only 29 years old. It feels like he's been around the game for a long, long time. Yeah, he was on that 2016 Chicago Cubs World Series team. He was traded to Kansas City. And after that season, played from Kansas City 2017 all the way to 2021 when he was traded to Atlanta. You know what? Actually, looking at his numbers, he had a pretty decent season for Atlanta. 55 games, 14 home runs, and 882 OPS. A little surprised he hasn't played a little bit more. But, you know, they got an extra spot for DHing. Now they're going to be playing against an AL team, which, you know, next year it's going to almost assuredly be a universal DH. I'm very much looking forward to that. Braves pitching staff has been very, very good this season. I trust him a little bit more. I trust Charlie Morton and his playoff experience. I trust Max Fried, Ian Anderson. Even though those guys are pretty young, I still trust their playoff experience. They've got a decent amount of it for being so young. Their bullpen is just on fire right now. Luke Jackson is not doing super well, but other than that, you know, Will Smith is doing incredibly well. AJ Minter, Chris Martin is doing solid. Tyler Matzek is absolutely on a run right now. So that bullpen is really hot. Starting pitching is solid. This offense is, you know, booming. Freddie Freeman has gotten out of the slump that he was in before. You know, I think there's a lot of potential in this offense. I mean, with the numbers that, Jock Peterson can put up and any of these guys in the outfield can put up, Eddie Rosario especially, it's hard to bet against them, and it feels like they're absolutely on one right now. Beating the Dodgers was huge for them. I don't think it was as much of a challenge to beat Milwaukee. I mean, they have a great pitching staff, but like their offense, I just didn't trust it all year. And look, I was right. I was absolutely right. Maybe they're going to go try and get some big name this offseason. Maybe they're a team that is a contender that needs to go spend some money. I don't know, but I am picking the Braves in six. I feel decent about it. If you're going to put money on it, don't use my prediction as a reason to put money on it. Because clearly all of my postseason picks were quite terrible. I picked the Rays to go to the ALCS. They didn't even make it out of the NLDS. Red Sox, I picked them afterwards, and nope. All these picks look very stupid because I'm a very foolish man. Baseball is a cruel, cruel sport where it likes to make people who spend all of their time trying to figure out what the heck's going on. It makes us all look very stupid. But that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rangers. I'm going to talk a little bit more later this week, hopefully with Grant, about this postseason. And if the Astros win, would that make this the worst year in baseball for Texas Rangers fans? I don't know, but I want to thank you for making Locked On Rangers your first listen of the day, or if you're watching on YouTube, your first watch of the day. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, please go check out our YouTube page. I would really appreciate that. Make me look very cool if you hit subscribe and watched all those videos there as well. But either way, I thank you for listening, and I'll be back later this week with all kinds of fun stuff and maybe even talking about a potential work stoppage in December. Oh boy, that's going to be a lot to get into later this week on Locked On Rangers. But that'll do it for this edition of Locked On Rangers. And until next time, don't forget to enjoy some World Series baseball.